Chapter 10. Nicknames. Abby! I hear. Jonah? I turn around to look for my brother, but he's still invisible under the cloak. What happened? He whispers. I don't know. I slipped out. Cover me. Before Jonah can fling the cloak over me, someone puts their hand on my shoulder.
You!
A voice says. I freeze and carefully turn around. It's Terry. She can see me. I mean, of course she can see me. I'm no longer invisible. Hi, I say. Is she going to have me thrown out for crashing an underground party and stealing a goblet? I'm obviously not dressed up for the party. I'm wearing my jeans and hoodie. She smiles.
So great to see you here, Chef. I'm glad the royal staff gets to join the resistance and have fun.
I'm totally confused for a second. Then I remember. She thinks I'm a cook in the palace.
Yeah, it's great, I echo. Come dance with me and my sisters, she says, taking my arm.
Oh, no thanks, I say, squirming away.
Don't dance.
Terry frowns, looking the tiniest bit suspicious.
If you don't dance, why are you at the dance resistance party?
Crumbs, that's a very good point. And I can't exactly say, well, I'm here to spy on you and your sisters so I can get the crown ruby for my fairy friend back home, can I?
Ha ha, just kidding. I say, trying to think of an excuse not to dance.
I need to, finish my drink. I pretend to drink from my empty goblet. Since Terry is watching me, I have no choice but to finish my pretend drink and put the goblet on the table. Hopefully Jonah, wherever he is, will pick it up.
Great. Now come dance, Terry says. And before I can protest, she drags me onto the dance floor.
Terry starts to dance. I stand still, feeling super awkward as she bumps my hip with hers and giggles. People are dancing all around us. They are looking at me with curiosity. I take a deep breath. Okay, if I'm going to fit in here and seem like a regular dues citizen who likes to dance, I have to actually dance. I move one foot, then another. So far, so good. I haven't knocked anyone over, and no one is mocking me. Terry high-fives me, which makes me feel better, too. Just then, two of her sisters dance over to us.
I love your outfit, Princess Four says to me as she shimmies her shoulders.
So unique.
I laugh. Thanks, I say. I guess here, jeans and a hoodie are unique.
I love yours, too. She's wearing a green jumpsuit and a tiny, sparkly green hat with a feather sticking out.
I'm Fanny, she tells me, and this is my twin sister, Franny, she adds, pointing at Princess Five.
They're several years older than me, with blue eyes, pale skin, and long blonde hair. Franny smiles and starts jumping up and down and moving her arms every which way. The song playing is a poppy folk song. I clap my hands to the beat.
As you can see, Franny shouts over the music, I'm a terrible dancer, but I don't care. I love to dance anyway.
You're not bad, Fran, Fanny says. What is bad anyway? Who gets to decide what's good dancing and what's bad dancing? Dancing is about enjoying the music. And anyway, no one is watching you. She winks. Everyone is having too much fun to notice that you keep elbowing me in the ribs by accident.
Franny laughs.
Sorry.
She twirls around and elbows her twin right in the ribs.
Oops, sorry again.
They both giggle and raise their arms in the air, shaking their hips and kicking out their legs.
I watch them, thinking about what Fanny said. Maybe she's right. Maybe there's no such thing as good or bad dancing. Maybe it's okay to be clumsy, even if everyone sees you messing up. Maybe it's all about just having fun. I move my feet some more, and suddenly I'm doing it. I'm dancing. I clap and kick my legs, and then I jump up and down. Nice, Terry tells me approvingly. I smile, feeling flushed. Thanks, I say. When the song changes to what sounds like a Broadway show tune, Twyla joins us and starts tap dancing. I follow her moves, even though my sneakers don't make a peep. The funny thing is, I'm not thinking about the incident or worrying that people are judging me for being a bad dancer. Maybe I am a bad dancer, but who cares? Dancing is fun. I feel a poke in my left side. I glance around. No one's standing on my left. Abby, I hear Jonah whisper. It's me. Oh, right. My invisible brother. Having fun? He asks. I am, I say. Maybe I should reconsider going to the school dance. The music stops. A chorus of, "Aw, it can't be 3 a.m. comes from the crowd. I could dance all night, Twyla says, giving another few taps. Back to the boats, Princess One calls out to her sisters. Wait, the goblet I left on the table is still there. We can't leave without our proof. I point to it, and point to it again, hoping my brother sees. Suddenly, I see one of the silver goblets moving by itself toward the back of the table. Moving, moving, moving. And now it's gone. Good job, Jonah. I guess I should be sneaking under the cloak, too. Jonah! I call out quietly. Come get me! Right here, he says. I'm about to slip under the cloak when Terry, Fanny, and Franny come running over to me in their seriously scuffed shoes. We just realized we didn't get to say goodbye, Terry says. And we don't even know your name, Fanny adds. It's Abby, I say, and this is my... I stop just in time. I'm so used to introducing Jonah that I almost forgot no one can see him, not even me. Do you live near our castle? Terry asks. No. I live kind of far away, I say. Kind of far? So far. Why don't you come home with us? Terry offers. I mean, you're going to have to come to the castle in the morning to prepare breakfast anyway, so just sleep over. Sure. Why not? At least I can go with them in the boat as myself and go to a princess slumber party. Maybe I can also talk to the sisters about the prince, find out if he is Terry's crush or if any of the others like him. I would feel much better about marrying one of them off to Prince Jean if they actually like him. Thank you so much, I say. Sure thing, Terry says. Let's go, princesses, Franny says, waving to her other sisters. Oh, Abby, Terry says, you can be an honorary princess tonight. I like the sound of that. The 12 princesses head toward the door, and I follow. I hear little footsteps behind me. When no one is looking, I turn around. Got the proof, right, Jonah? Jonah bumps right into me. Ow. Yep, he whispers. Make sure you get on the same boat as me, I say. Twyla and Ellie's. I will, Jonah says. It is so weird to hear him and not see him. I'm used to constantly hearing him and seeing him, even when I don't want to. As I join the princesses outside on the dock, Terry introduces me to the rest of her sisters as Abby, a cook in the castle kitchen. They all tilt their heads at me. Princess One says, Really? I've never seen you before.
I'm pretty new, I say. My little brother works with me, too.
Oh, she says. Well, I'm Una, the oldest.
Princess Two smiles.
Hi, I'm Trisha.
And you know me, Terry says. Terry, otherwise known as Three.
And me, Fanny says.
And me too,
Franny adds.
A princess who looks just like the queen from the portrait, with brown skin, dark brown eyes, and dark ringlets, waves.
I'm Seema, otherwise known as Six.
And I'm Senna,
Seven says.
The princess with the short pixie haircut does a pirouette.
Eileen, she says. Eighth born.
I smile. I love your hair. Eileen grins.
Thanks. My dad was not pleased that I cut it, but it was worth it. He forgave me eventually.
The next princess is petite, with long, curly black hair.
I'm Nina, she says, otherwise known as Nine.
I notice that her t-shirt has a picture of the solar system on it.
Cool shirt, I tell her.
Thanks. I'm really into astronomy, she says.
And I'm Tanya, 10th born,
her sister behind her says.
Ellie steps forward.
I'm Ellie.
And I'm Twyla, 12, Twyla says. But I'm 11 years old, the youngest, but the wisest.
All the princesses laugh. I try to remember all their nicknames. One, Una. Two, Trisha. Three, Terry. Four, Fanny. Five, Franny. Six, Seema. Seven, Senna. Eight, Eileen. Nine, Nina. 10, Tanya. 11, Ellie. 12, Twyla.
Yes, got them all.
Come in our boat, Ellie says. That was my plan already. I get in the boat with Ellie and Twyla and sit on one side of the bench to make room for Jonah.
Don't drop the goblet, don't drop the goblet, don't drop the goblet.
I feel Jonah's foot on my toe.
I have the goblet,
he whispers to me.
Phew,
nicely done, I whisper back.
What did you say?
Twyla asks, leaning forward to look at me. I think fast.
That I had a nice time tonight?
Ellie and Twyla each take an oar and begin rowing.
We did too,
Ellie says as she pushes the left oar in the water.
Do you all love to dance?
I ask Twyla, and she nods.
Yes, but we all love different kinds of dance, she explains. Only one of us, Eileen, likes ballet. That's the only type of dance our father allows in the kingdom.
Ellie sighs. Don't remind me of ballet. She glances at me. Our annoying ballet recital is tomorrow, she explains. Our father invites all the finest families from Dews and surrounding kingdoms, and that means I have to skip my chess tournament. I love chess more than anything.
I've never played chess, but I know it's played on what looks like a checkerboard with cool game pieces, like a knight and a castle.
I really want to take part in the tournament, Ellie continues. I don't think I would win, but
you might, Twyla says. You're really good.
Thanks, she says. I guess I'll never know how I would have done. Tears fill her eyes.
Aw, poor Ellie. I feel awful.
You should definitely compete in the tournament, I tell Ellie.
Really?
Ellie asks me, sniffling.
You think so?
Yes, I say. You have to put yourself out there. Take a risk. Follow your heart. Otherwise, how will you know what you might achieve?
That's what my mom always says.
Plus, you'll have fun. Maybe you can talk to your dad so he'll let you go?
He'll never let me go, she says mournfully. And I can't sneak out, because I'll get caught if I'm missing from the ballet performance. I hate that he's so controlling. I feel a wave of guilt. Our plan to help the prince and get the crown ruby isn't going to help Ellie's situation. In fact, it will make it worse. We're basically spilling the princess's secret. If their dad was controlling before, he's only going to be more controlling when he finds out the truth. But what choice do we have? I shake my head, feeling guilty the whole way back to the castle.